Welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And welcome to season four, everybody. I do have a quick change that I need to do, so hold on.
See how season four, can you believe it?
It's insane. I don't remember how to do this while I'm on the call. Oh, there it is. Hold on. Shut up, Sarah. Shut up.
You've got to change the background, obviously.
How do I do that while I'm in the call? I'll probably cut all this out. I don't remember how to do this while I'm in the call.
That's fair. You should leave in the shut up, though.
So how's Sarah doing?
Sarah's okay. Oh, hey, there it is. Now about that with James and Sarah.
Kind of hard to see. There's a season four right there.
Yeah, I see it down there. Walking out. Yeah, it's kind of hiding behind your mic boom, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, welcome to season four, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Sarah, hope you're doing okay. And then things are going good.
Yeah, you as well. How was your break?
It was busy with work. So I was doing my work and then school started as well. So that was fun. We started doing our discussion board. So the way that my class works this season or this term, there's a few discussion boards and then there's a couple of assignments. Or there's a discussion board almost every week except for the week that there's assignments. My first assignment is next week and it's the first like couple of sections of the first chapter of my dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. Other than that, it's just been busy with work and all that jazz. How about Sarah? How's your break been other than existential crisis after existential crisis?
You know, other than the existential crisis stuff, it was okay.
Yeah.
had some scares health-wise. But like nothing too terribly awful. Just my coworker that I was in very close quarters with tested positive for COVID.
Ooh.
And so I obviously went immediately into panic mode of, oh my God, I'm going to get COVID again. But I took a test and then I did a follow-up test because they recommend now that you do that like you take a test when you first start noticing like symptoms that could be correlated.
Yeah.
And then if you get a negative, you wait 2 days and test again so that you can like show whether or not it was a false negative. So yeah, I took my second test this morning and I am COVID negative.
That's good. I have a cold. It's not COVID. At least I don't think. I don't know. Ryan gave it to me. So we both have been kind of, mine started yesterday, but his started a couple of days ago. And he didn't go to work yesterday and the day before, but he's been to work today because he's feeling better.
Mm.
Mine's just the cold. And then Alita at work, my coworker at work and friend, co-working friend at work, she got sick a little bit too. So she, which was horrible because Monday was her birthday. So she was sick on her birthday. And then in addition to that, she was also went to Trinidad this weekend for to meet her partner's family.
Mm.
They live in Trinidad. So she left on Friday to go do that. But everybody's been sick around here. A lot of out and we've been doing a lot of stuff for work. Like we have Pride coming up. I'm gonna stand up.
I forget sometimes that you have a standing desk.
Yeah. We have Pride coming up, so that's got to be a lot of work because I'm one of the co-leads for our Pride ERG, and We had a mess. It wasn't really a mess. I mean, I thought it was going to be worse than it was. We had a quote-unquote job fair this last weekend. And the idea around it was for people to understand kind of what other departments do. And I don't know if I had talked to you about it, but I was helping record videos for the departments. Like, different people in the departments kind of did a quick highlight of what their departments do.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that.
So I edited that video and put it together, and I didn't see it showing anywhere, so I don't know where they're putting it or where they put it, because I haven't seen it yet, other than they sent it out in the newsletter that comes out every week. I don't really know how good that's going to do, but it's not my program, so I'm not really going to ask about it or push for it, because I'm not leading it, and it's really not my thing. So I was just helping with the editing of that, and I did professional headshots with everybody with one of the other ERGs. We kind of partnered with that first those group and just worked together to do a professional headshots and plan all that out.
Nice.
And then we have the Pride Parade that's coming up, which I won't be able to join because I'm going to be back in Indiana for I'll be back in Indiana starting June. I leave on June 11th, and I stay overnight in a hotel, in the same hotel that I've been staying in on my way whenever I travel back and forth. And then I come back on the 22nd, or no, the 20, come back on the 23rd, I believe. I'll have to double check that because I booked my hotel room.
Nice.
I'll be driving back over for that for a couple of days, so but it should be, we should still be able to record. I don't know, she has some questionable internet over there at her house, so we can try it, and if it doesn't work, we might just have to take a couple weeks off in June.
It'll be okay either way.
Yeah.
Wow. I've been thinking a lot about Indiana recently. I really miss back roads and whatnot, but also because Nick and I are trying to see if we would be able to go to Indiana for a little bit for our 4th anniversary this year. So I've been trying to see how much that would cost us and figure out what our budget should be, to see if we can afford it. It'd be really cool. I would really like for Nick to meet my family and, you know, go some of the places that I, you know, used to frequent and that kind of thing. So, yeah. Plus, I haven't been back home since September of 2021.
Really?
Yeah. The last time I traveled was back to Texas from Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah. Well, would you like to, what would you like to do today, since this is our first episode of the new season?
Well, do you remember me asking you if you were interested in talking about At Dead of Night?
Yes.
Would you still be interested in talking about At Dead of Night?
Sure. I mean, I haven't watched it in a while because it's, I think I watched it. Sorry, I have a cold, so I'm going to be clearing my throat every now and then. So I apologize for the people listening. You just have to get over it. I'm sorry.
It's just as what it is.
It's been a while. I think I watched it as they were being released. So I don't know how long ago that was. So it's been a minute since I've watched it.
It has been a minute. I recently also rewatched the Simulacra videos, which watched when I was there in Rhode Island. So, we're specifically talking about Markiplier videos, because I mean, for a while now, honestly, for a while now, I've been on the I Love Markiplier train.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about him, so.
Yeah, we've talked about him before. But most recently, I had been rewatching At Dead of Night and some of his other scary game videos, because I want to play those games. I think it'd be really cool to play those games. just to compare the experience, because sometimes as somebody who does play video games, sometimes some of the decisions he makes, I'm just like, bruh.
Why would you do that?
Why would you, what? Why? Okay. All right. Sure, friend. So I want to play it myself, but, I have this theory about Jimmy in At Dead of Night. Jimmy is the main antagonist, or so we think. This little moment is not sponsored by At Dead of Night, but if they wanted to sponsor us, they could. And also, there are going to be spoilers if you've not played the game and are interested in playing the game. There's spoilers. So here's the thing, is that there's a little tidbit at the very beginning when Markiplier is like scrolling over the screen, you know, the opening screen, where it says something about Jimmy and DID. DID, for those who don't know, is dissociative identity disorder, formerly known under the much, much more controversial name of multiple personality disorder. But dissociative identity disorder essentially is caused by excessive amounts of trauma at formative ages. And it's the brain's way of trying to protect itself from what is happening to it. So the internal is called like a system, a family system generally. And each part serves a purpose and has a job in protecting the body as a whole, the brain as a whole. So anyway, he didn't read that part, but like I've studied things about DID previously, and I've known people who have DID. So I have like basic knowledge about it. So I was on this most recent watch through, I'm like watching it, and I have formed this opinion that while Jimmy's actions were wrong, they also weren't him, because Hugo takes over. And like the thing is that Hugo, like there's a lot of focus put on it like Hugo is evil, and it's not that Hugo is evil, it is that Hugo has been shaped by all the trauma that Jimmy has experienced.
Yeah.
And all the failures of the adults around him. But also, Dr. Bowes, creep. Like, on the rewatch, I'm like, he just gives me the heebie-jeebies. And then I'm like, oh, I get it. I get why he gives me the heebie-jeebies. And it's because after, like, one of the incidents where Jimmy, like, accused him of, like, spanking him or whatever. And again, it's not Jimmy, it's Hugo. And Hugo is the protector. Hugo is the one that Jimmy has developed to protect himself from what is occurring to him in reality. To the point that Hugo is just hyperactive and assumes now as an adult that everybody who says it, like, doesn't immediately treat Jimmy like a certain way as an attack, which is kind of understandable because, like, I mean, look at his fucking life.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the thing I've been thinking a lot about recently, is that I just don't feel like Jimmy should have been portrayed as the villain, because, like, I mean, I know that the game gives us a lot of that background information to kind of help us not see him as the villain, but even then, he's still, like, I don't know. I just don't like how they treat Jimmy. That's all.
I mean, it's understandable. I think it does a good job of telling a story about like what trauma can do to someone and the amount of trauma that someone could endure, and what that like what the effects of that trauma are on them further on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like I agree with it that there was a lot of these games do a lot of that where they do kind of portray someone with mental health issues with as a the villain, when it's not really like there's not much that they can do about it because it's not really under their control.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be hard to like justify or understand from someone's background without like hearing the entire story. I know we got bits and pieces of it throughout the story, and that's what the entire game is for.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really help whenever you think about it from the like when you just see bits and pieces of it. I think if you were able to play the entire game like in one sitting, which when Markiplier did, it was fun.
Like, he did a whole series on it, but I'm sure that there are things that he missed because he didn't play the game right in the first place, because he just went into it. He didn't do the tutorial or anything.
Yeah, he does that a lot, and it's very annoying.
He does that a lot and then gets frustrated and is like, why isn't this thing working the way that I expected to? And I'm like, bro.
Because it's not supposed to work like that. There are 7 parts to it. So there's part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah,
and
I knew it was long.
It was 4 years ago. And the very first one has 15 million views.
Yeah.
And they kind of trail off after that. Because like the second one is 7.5. The third one is 6.5. 7.7, 7.4, 5.4, and then 6.1.
And my thought would be that at least 1,000 of those views are mine.
Probably. I mean, I think I've watched it a few times too. But the playlist itself has over 9 million views. Like, he has a playlist. The playlist that you sent me on his account has over 9 million views. I like his format, but I don't. Sometimes it annoys me how long it takes for him to put the videos out, because mm-hmm. he'll start them and then it'll take like several days, almost sometimes months before he actually puts the rest of it out. And I totally understand he's crazy busy and all that, but it's like, you can't, that's like blue ball. It's like,
right?
Give me the video.
It's like, you got me excited about this game and what do you mean you're never coming back to it?
Yeah. He does that a lot too. And then there's like, I'm a completionist. I like to see things completed and have a like nice tidy closure and ending. And it happens a lot with a lot of gaming videos, or a lot of videos that that they just never, they end, but they never have like a clean closure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much like, I want to see like final things closed out and wrapped up and finished up.
Right.
One thing I do like about like Smosh, the same thing with them though, they do take forever to post videos whenever they do post them, whenever they play a game.
Yeah.
So I think like I've watched the Resident Evil 8 videos that they post, and they do them on live stream. So it takes them forever to convert them from live to edit them down and post them. But they posted, it's like, I think it's 3 or 4. three or four episodes of it, or parts, but they completed it within those 3 or 4 episodes. But they're also like over an hour and some long, like over an hour long. And most of his videos are longer too, like just under an hour.
Mm-hmm.
3 of the 7 of them are less than just under 40 minutes, one of them, and then 2 of them are less than 30. But the rest of them are close to, if not a full hour. And I think, I mean, I like that part of it, but it's also, there's so much time. It's so time consuming, but I love to watch them, but I want to see it finished.
Right.
And a lot of it is because of the stupid things that he does. It could have probably been better, or been finished earlier if he didn't do some of the stupid things that he does.
Right. And it's like, on the one hand, it's kind of funny and it's part of my enjoyment, but then at the same time, it reaches a level where I'm like, okay, bro, come on. Please. But anyway, so that's one thing I've been kind of hyper fixated on recently. I've also been hyper focused on replaying Fallout 3 myself.
And just for those, yeah, I was going to say, I just realized it because I didn't hear myself in my headphones. Just for those of you that listen, I don't play video games. I like to watch people play video games. I always have. And something like, even when I was younger, my brother would play video games and I would watch him play, but I wasn't ever interested in playing myself.
Right.
Like, to that's part of why I like watching YouTube, because I can watch things that other people are playing. And that's my enjoyment. Like, I get the enjoyment out of watching other people play. I think it's funny to see them screw up. I think it's funny to see them how they take it, and then just to see the gameplay actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Part of why I think there's such a good, like, it's such a big market with Twitch and people live stream playing video games. That might be something you should look into doing, live stream playing video games.
Maybe.
You had a better setup.
If I had a better setup, but having a better setup would require buying a whole new system and rebuying all of my games.
Yeah. They don't transfer? That's stupid.
They don't transfer.
That sucks.
So, like...
It was like, if you buy them from Steam, you should be able to download them again because you already purchased them.
Yeah, with Steam, yeah, but I don't have a gaming computer. I have a laptop.
Yeah.
And
isn't that one a gaming laptop, though?
Hmm?
Isn't that one a gaming laptop, though? I thought that's what Sam said.
No.
I mean, regardless, I'm sure it doesn't run the same as, like, an actual, like...
Right. Like, and it... I mean, let's be honest here. My computer has seen better days.
It is very old.
It is pretty old at this point.
The sad part is she doesn't have a background because she can't figure out what's going on with her Zoom on her computer. And it's probably because it doesn't have the most update operating system. So Zoom doesn't allow you to use the actual desktop version of it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's weird when companies do that. I can't remember what else. Oh, there's... So hold on. We have a company that does our shuttle service from the bus locations or the pickup, the like train locations in Quincy. And they have an app that they're supposed to provide for our employees so that they can track and see where the shuttle is. The one for iOS works perfectly fine. But if you have an older version of an Android, it won't let you download it because you have to have the most recent version of an Android to download the most recent version of an operating system to download it, and they won't pay to get it restructured to allow older Androids to download the app. So it's like frustrating going back and forth with this company because I'm not doing it. But like, they're contracted to have an app available for our employees, and I think how they get away with it is saying, well, there is an app. It's they just don't have the most up-to-date version of.
Which is like system. So classist if you think about it, because not everybody can like afford, you know, the most updated technology. Yeah. Like,
anyway. It's very frustrating and it's very off-putting sometimes that happens, and it's kind of like, well, why does it matter? I mean, I kind of understand for security reasons. You have outdated operating system, there's more security issues, it's less secure of an operating system because like even your manufacturer doesn't support some of the operating systems anymore. But again, that's like, it's not, I don't know, it's frustrating to me. But there, I think there's a web-based version too, which I should probably find out and provide that, because then people could I just track it using the web option.
This is probably a hot take.
Yeah.
But on that same level, I don't feel like every fucking thing needs an app.
Yeah, I guess
that's... Why do I have to download an app for everything when I could just use the website?
Yeah. I think there are some times when there's like, oh, you could download the app, but there's also the website option. But, like, usually, like, some discounts you can't get without the app.
I know, and I think that's bullshit. I don't think I should be required to have an app on my phone to be able to receive quality deals.
Yeah.
I think for things that I'm purchasing.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that frustrates me with my EV is... Now we've completely gone off and we're just ranting. with my EV is whenever I travel back to Indiana, I have like 6 different apps that I have to use because almost every single EV charger uses a different app. And there's not always an option to use a credit card, or it's not super secure to use a credit card. And it's mm-hmm. more secure if you use an app. So I have 6 different apps that I had to download on my way back. And now it's kind of, I think I have it structured to where I know where to stop and I know what apps I need to use. And most of the time I'm using, Electrify America. And I can just plug and play. So my car just plugs in and it charges to a credit card that I have on my account for Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing with like Tesla. If I use a Tesla supercharger, which I try not to, but it's sometimes the only option.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But they do have a plug and play option as well. So I can plug in and just it directly charges to my credit card that I have on file with Ford.
I thought for a second that you said plug and play, not plug and pay.
Oh, I did say plug and play. I meant plug and pay, but I have been saying plug and play.
Okay. All right. We just wanted to make sure that wasn't just me misunderstanding.
No, not just you. I just plug it in and it goes. But back to at Dead of Night, I think for those of you that if you like to watch gameplay, Markiplier is a good option, but there's other people, like if you just search at Dead of Night game playthrough, I'm sure there's many other people. I think like Jacksepticeye has probably played it as well.
Yes.
The other two people that Mark collabs with a lot,
Bob and Wade,
I'm sure they both played through it as well. So if you don't vibe with Markiplier for whatever reason, it's totally valid. You can always find someone else that you might like to watch play through it as well.
That's true.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about with at Dead of Night?
No, I think that was it. I just wanted to say I feel like Jimmy deserved better.
Yeah. I do have a quick note. We did get a request from someone. I don't know how like legitimate it is because it's from a Gmail account, but they're talking from a company, but we're an LLC and we have a Gmail account, so we could see.
Okay.
But it just says, so it's from Lee Antantas, E-A-N-T-A-S. And it just says, hi James and Sarah, I wanted to share an exciting opportunity to feature Kira Shishkin. I'm sure I'm saying that name wrong. On your podcast, Now About That with James and Sarah. As a CEO of Informed, Kira offers a refreshing take on news. I'm sure I think it's Kira, actually. K-I-R-A. News consumption through media minimalism, which could greatly enrich your discussions on innovation and strategy. Kira has developed a unique service at Informed, providing news without the usual distractions of clickbait and ads, aiming for clarity rather than clutter. His experience extends across multiple ventures, from successful startups to significant roles in investment banking and private equity. Additionally, his personal journey from Ukraine to the U.S. brings a valuable and diverse perspective, adding depth to his Kyra's insights. Kyra's thoughts on simplifying information in our digital age harmonize well with her podcast themes, as his story could provide an engaging and insightful episode. Thank you for considering him for a guest spot. I'm eager to see how his expertise could complement your show. So I just responded and said, thank you for reaching out. We'd love to learn more about their story. Feel free to send over some highlights and we can make a determination on whether they would be a good fit for our platform. We are looking into bringing more people onto the podcast, so we are very interested in including his story in our podcast if they are a good fit. Thanks again for reaching out. Look forward to hearing from you. Thank you again. How about that with Jane and Sarah?
Okay. All right, so how is it spelled again?
AIRASHISHKIN. Okay. I haven't looked at anything. Like I said, I kind of just asked them to send over some information if they wanted to.
Kyra Shishkin. Undergrad liaison to the Board of Trustees in 2019.
CEO of Informed, the news concierge for the age of innovation or information overload. Went to the University of Chicago, Booth School of Business.
See, what I'm finding here is that $150 to book a session with this dude.
I mean, that's kind of one of the other things, that if they come back and say that it cost to book a session with them, then I'm gonna just say, I mean, we're not at the point where we can pay to book people, because we don't even get paid to do our own podcast,
right? We're just doing this for shits and giggles.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, like I said, it's just, I mean, we've had a couple people reach out and it's been like, I don't think this is legitimate. One, I was just like, we can talk about it, and I'll respond and say, sure, if you feel like sending over more information and let us know like what it is, we can take a look at it, and potentially if it is a good fit, then they can join us right on an episode in the future.
You know who we should have back on though?
Jiraiya from, yeah, I mean, we, yes, could always reach out to her again. I know she said she would 100% be happy to join again.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah,
it'd be cool to have more guests on the show.
I agree. I was also thinking about reaching out to the Lit Arts RI here in Rhode Island and seeing if any of their their writers want to come on and kind of discuss their projects and books and stuff like that. And I know that would be a lot of fun for you because you're a writer as well.
That'd be so much fun for me. Oh, speaking of writing, that's the other thing I started while we were on break. So I've decided, because I've had a lot of people tell me over the years that eventually I should write a memoir, which I think is a little bit weird. Because I always thought that I was not that interesting until I recently realized that I am. Because it turns out I've done a lot of shit. So I finally like sat down and was thinking about, you know, different memories I have, different things I'd like to, you know, put out into the world, so to speak. And so I've started writing my memoirs as poems.
Oh, that's fun.
Very excited about it because I'm taking some of my favorite memories and getting a chance to make them even more romanticized in my head than they already are.
Yeah. So we talked about it a little bit on the Discord. This is totally up to you. Would you want to do something like post those on our website?
I could be interested in that. Do some like little previews, some of what I'm going to be working on. I don't have anything really finished and polished just yet, but yeah, I'd love to do that once I have something that's actually worth seeing the light of day.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I want to kind of look into more this season is how can we work on like the website a little bit more and actually utilize it more mm-hmm. than just as people to, as like a landing page for people to go to our podcast.
Right. Because like we have a lot of interesting stuff that we talk about and are interested in, and it'd be really cool if we could showcase some of that. I had an idea for the website specifically for June. I feel like we should do Pride Month again.
Yeah.
Where we talk about, you know, people in the community, the alphabet mafia, who have made a difference in the world around us, especially during the times that we're living in right now. I think it would be really vital to us as well, being members of the community, to see other people who are like us, who continue to survive despite everything.
Yeah. I will say, we talk about this like I'm not as marginalized as most people because I am a white male, cis male. So I'm not as marginalized as like you are and like as other LGBTQIA plus people. So I always feel, I mean, I am marginalized because I'm a homosexual male, but like it's not as marginalized as someone like non-binary like you and then other members like trans members and other people like that. So it would be good to hear from another person's point of view so that I could see their perspective on like things that are happening currently and then like how it's affecting them, what they're doing to cope, and it might be a good way to spread the message to other people of what they're doing to cope, what they're doing to be activists in these crazy times right now. I don't know if you're listening very intently or you're paused. Sarah, we might have lost Sarah because she's just sitting there, not moving. But anyways, I think it would be good to kind of reach out and see if we have some people that could potentially come on the podcast. If you have any listeners that are listening and would like to kind of come in and join the conversation, we can always have you join the podcast. We'll send you the Zoom link and we can pull you into the conversation as well. I'm going to shoot her a message and say that I think she's frozen. It does look like she's frozen. We've lost her. We've lost her, people. We've lost them. But for those of you that are listening, kind of look out for some more information on our website. We are going to be a little bit more active on our website and see what things we can kind of post on there. I've been thinking personally of posting some of the projects that I'm working on for school and information that I'm finding for my class and just kind of refining it through the podcast website as well. We have it, so why not? Why not use it as leverage? And then in June, like Sarah was kind of saying, we're going to start doing some more June-related, Pride-related information this year again. I know last year we skipped it for a little bit, but we'll be bringing that back in June this year. So listen for that, and we'll see how things are going.
Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh my God, hi.
Now I can see you.
I was waiting for you to finish because you were talking so beautifully. Yes, I don't know what just happened there, but my internet said, fuck you. So, but yes, I'm looking forward to using our website more.
Yeah. And like we could talk about logistics of how you want to do it. If you want the, like we can walk through how to, you can add your own things, or you can just, if you want to put them in like a Google Doc and then I can just pull them from the Google Doc and add them to the website. That's what we can do. You can just share the Google Doc with me if you want to, or.
It might be nice for me though, to go back to designing my page and everything. Like it's my own personal MySpace.
Yeah, I did add an area for you. And I called it Sarah's Musings.
Oh, okay.
I haven't launched it and like actually published it for people to see yet, but It's just started, so like I just kind of added a little bit of like a template to it. So actually, I'll share what I have, and then you can kind of look at it and do what you want with it.
Love that.
Oh, it might not let me show you because it just looks black for some reason on here.
Oh my god.
Are you seeing anything?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So let me see. Pages.
We need to update my picture.
Do. So this is, like I said, it's just a template, so you can put whatever you want up here. I kind of just added something to it, so like this can go away.
Those are kind of cool images, though. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
This row can go away. It's pretty easy to use. I mean, this is through Taylor Brands, and I actually need to send you something because I got some. What are they called? Business cards with our information on them.
So, oh my god, we have business cards?
We do. I need to send you some because I ordered 200, so I can send you 100 of them.
I love that.
So I'll send them to you, and then you can kind of hand them out and disperse them. They don't say, like, it just says now about that with James and Sarah, and then like when our release date is. Actually, go back and see if I can find them. Not digital. This card.
Wow.
Am I missing it? Maybe it's on graphic design. No. Am I missing business cards?
I saw something about like digital business card.
Yeah, but that's not what I want. Print store, that's what it is. Let me see if I can find it. Anyways, I'll see if I can find it and then I'll show you what it looks like. But I just thought it would be fun to kind of include some of your stuff that you're working on and some fun stuff that like the two of us kind of work on outside of the podcast, so people can kind of see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I think it would also be cool to potentially loop fans and viewers into our Discord group.
Yeah.
Like, we could create our own little Discord for...
I can't remember which one it was.
All two people who listen to us.
But it was one of these, and it just has, like, our information on it instead of, like, this says now about that with James and Sarah. The phone number, the email address, the website, and then this is when we release.
Love that.
I don't remember which one of these are, but like I said, I'll send them to you. Which one of these it is. I'll send them to you, and then you can kind of do what you want. Might actually be this one.
Love that.
It's
I'm
one
very
of these.
Excited. I can't wait to see them.
I loved the color, and I created this new logo for just this because I didn't want to put our podcast logo on it because we changed a little bit.
That's fair. We do change it as we go along.
Other than that, is there anything else you want to talk about? No, we got 45 minutes in.
No.
Are you doing anything fun for this Memorial Day weekend?
I'm going to go work in the garden this weekend. But other than that, I'm just planning on enjoying being off of work.
Yeah, that's good. I am also enjoying being off of work. It was a busy week this week. I have Monday. I thankfully have Monday off. We don't always get holidays off, but Memorial Day and Labor Day and then like the 4th of July and Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Christmas are all days that we do have off, so
yeah I am off Memorial Day and July 4th, so I'm looking forward to these days.
Yeah, well, aside from that, is there anything fun you're planning on doing?
No, not really. It's gonna be a pretty quiet weekend, to be honest. I'm probably just gonna stay in and play video games and, you know, work on some of my poetry. maybe clean my room. Yeah. You know.
I'm going to relax and watch some movies, and then probably take a nap a couple times.
Love that. Love a nap.
We'll probably go do something for lunch tomorrow because Ryan's off tomorrow, and then I think he works Monday, I'm assuming. But we'll see. I don't really like to plan out my weekends. I kind of just go with the flow and do what, where the wind takes me.
I also like that. Sometimes I like having at least one set plan, but kind of like how you know that you and Ryan are always going to go and get lunch. So like if I had one set plan like that, that'd be fine. But otherwise, I'm just kind of like, whatever happens, happens. I'm just hanging out.
That's good. Well, would you like to call it a wrap on our first episode of season 4?
Yes. Woo, welcome to season 4!
All right, well, thank you all for listening to this episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment, don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod, so we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If you'd like to reach out and give us a topic that you'd like us to discuss on the podcast, our email is nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. You can also go to our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. Or you can send us a voicemail or send us a text message at 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week. Since this will be coming out on Monday, Memorial Day, enjoy your Memorial Day if you have it off. And Sarah, have a good weekend.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I just completely did that from memory.
Oh my God.
I was just like, oh wait, I don't have it pulled up. And I was just like, it's fine. I'm not going to pull it up. I'm just going to go with it. And wherever I go, I'm going to go. It wasn't bad though.
I wouldn't have been able to tell it all. I thought that you were reading it.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Bye.